people shot near Richmond, Virginia. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. One person is dead and at least five others injured after a large house party in the town of Chester. Police say that they are on the scene and they'll be there through the night. In the Los Angeles area, a man stabbed a doctor and two nurses at a hospital emergency room in Encino on Friday, critically injuring one and seriously injuring the others. LA Police Deputy Chief Alan Hamilton says they don't believe the man was looking for a specific person.
Our initially arriving officers were able to contain him to a room inside of the emergency room, and we were able to evacuate all of the people inside of the emergency room, the first floor, and the adjacent offices, while our officers held him inside of that closed location.
The three victims rushed to the trauma center at the Northridge Hospital Medical Center as their ER is evacuated and locked down.
Ed Laskos with Fox 11 Los Angeles. Police were able to take the attacker into custody and say that they know him because he has a lengthy criminal history. No name released yet. Federal agents arrested former Trump advisor Peter Navarro Friday on contempt of Congress charges for failing to comply with the January 6th committee subpoena. Now, he complained about being arrested after his court appearance.
That's punitive. That what they did to me today violated the Constitution.
This as the DOJ declines to charge former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and former Deputy Chief Dan Scavino on the same charge. And tropical weather getting close to Florida. Thunderstorms and heavy rain moving in as a potential tropical storm brews out in the Gulf of Mexico.
We talked to Marco Island Fire Chief Chris Byrne about what is the biggest risk, and that would be flash flooding. Being a barrier island, they're used to the tropical moisture, but with all of this rain at once, roadways could become flooded.
America's listening.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Fox. Baby formula company in Michigan is producing formula again, but the shortage keeps growing.
Abbott says it'll start making a specialty formula that not as many families use, which will be available as early as June 20th. That brand called Elicare, that's not part of the voluntary recall that started in mid-February. The company has not said when it'll start making at this plant two of the brands, the most popular brands that are a part of that recall. In the meantime, while the plant has been down, Abbott has been shipping in formula from its facility in Ireland. Despite those efforts, this baby formula shortage has only gotten worse.
Fox Business's Grady Trumbull in Sturgis, Michigan. Former hedge fund CEO David McCormick concedes the Republican U.S. Senate primary in Pennsylvania. That means Dr. Mehmet Oz, who is backed by former President Trump, will face off against Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman in November. McCormick acknowledged the ongoing statewide recount won't give him the votes he needs to make up for a deficit. After losing seven of their last nine games, the Phillies have fired manager Joe Girardi.
Bench coach Rob Thompson has been named interim manager for the club through the 2022 season. The Phillies also say that coaching assistant Bobby Meacham was also relieved of his duties. Girardi became Phillies manager in 2020. His teams lost 11 more games than they won. Overall record 132-141. Phillies open a series at home Friday against the Los Angeles Angels.
Fox's Jared Max. NOAA says the amount of heat-trapping carbon dioxide in the atmosphere has shot past a key milestone. It's more than 50% higher than pre-industrial times. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.